Hare Krishna, japa, increasing taste and concentration. Tech 2, Part 2. The 10 japa mistakes. Tech 2 basically involves this. Every day before chanting, one should review the 10 offenses, read them from my book, page 29 in English, or write them down and review every day until you memorize them. And then before chanting, review the 10 offenses or 10 mistakes in japa and pray to Krishna to protect us and give us strength and realization and power to never make these offenses in nam japa. The das aparad or nam aparad comes from Padma Purana. And these are the 10 offenses. The first one is satam ninda, which is described as param aradhanam, one of the topmost offenses. Satam ninda means to show envy or to criticize a devotee or saintly person. The second offense is Shivasya Sri Vishnur Gun Namadi Sakalam Diya Binam. To think that Sadashiva, who is Lord Vishnu, and Krishna, who are both Vishnu Tattva, one in Tattva, to think that Sadashiva and Krishna are different, for both Sadashiva and Krishna are Vishnu Tattva. So the offense says, Shiva, Vishnu, Gun, Nam, Adi, Sakalam, Diya, Binam. To Diya, think, Binam, there is a separation or a difference, beginning with the Gun, Nam, the name or the Guna. The comparison made by our Mahajans is that Krishna is like milk and Shiva is like yogurt. Yogurt is derived from milk, but yogurt can't revert or become milk, but milk can become yogurt or so many things, cheese. So of the two, although both Sadashiva, the original spiritual form of Shiva, and Lord Vishnu or Krishna are Bhagavan and Bhagavat Tattva, of the two, Sri Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, Sarva Avatari, Purnatam Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, is the supreme form of Bhagavat Tattva or Vishnu Tattva. The third offense is to disrespect or disregard or disobey our Diksha Guru, Guru Avagya. Diksha Guru or Shiksha Guru, they are equal manifestations and representatives of the Absolute Truth. The fourth offense is Shruti Shastra Nindanam, to disrespect or vilify or speak badly against the sacred Vedas or any holy religious scripture. Number five is Artavad, to think that Nam Mahima, or the glorification of Krishna's name, is simply empty praise. Six, Harinam Kalpanam, to give different imaginative meanings of the holy name. Seven, Namno Balad Yasya Hi Papa Budhir, to commit sin on the strength of the holy name, or to think that I will sin and chant Hare Krishna to get free. This is not aparad. The eighth offense, dharma, vrata, tyag, huta, adi, sarva, shubhakriya, samyam api, pramada. If someone considers that shubhakriya or good, pious deeds and actions of dharma and performing tapasya or austerity and following vows and brat and offering yagyas and pujas, dharm, brat, tyag, huta, and all these sarva shubhakriya to equalize those with the holy name, or think that chanting Krishna's transcendental liberating names, prem-giving names, are equal to some punya karma or shubha kriya or shubha karma. This is an offense. To consider Krishna's transcendental name to be equal to or on the same level as a punya karma or pious activity. The ninth offense is ashradadane vimuke ashrinavati. It's an offense to give Krishna's name to unqualified people. And three are listed. One is the ashradha, one who has no faith in God or no faith in Krishna and no faith in the transcendental potency or power or benefit or effect of the holy name, ashradadane. That's the first type of person, not to preach to, not to give the holy name to. The second one is vimuke, one who is a bashandi or atheist, or turned their mukha and against Krishna, or away from Krishna, Krishna vimuke. And the other is ashrinvati. Ashrinvati means one who does not want to hear. If you meet someone and you try to tell them about the holy name or the glories, no, I don't want to hear that. And if you continue, that is an offense. Ashradadane, avimuke, and ashrinvati. This is the ninth offense, to give Krishna's holy name or to speak the glories of Krishna's holy name to the unqualified. And the tenth offense is shruti na mahatmyam, priti rahita narha. Aham mameti. This tenth offense is also called parama aparad krit. The first offense, sarunanda, and the tenth offense are also both called parama aparad. And this offense, shruti na mahatme na priti, means to not have any love. Priti rahito nahara. A person who doesn't have any love or attraction or faith in Krishna's transcendental name, even after hearing the glories of chanting Krishna's name. Why does one not have any faith even after hearing the glories of Krishna's nam, shruti nam mahatmye, priti rahito nara, no attraction, no interest, no love, no feelings, no desire to chant? Why is that? Because such an unfortunate person is excessively attached to aham mameti, maintaining attachments and conceptions of I and mine, aham mameti. These are the 10 offenses, and this is considered a parama aparad krit. This is the greatest offense, along with saruninda or satamninda. So one should review these 10 offenses every day. This is the basic tech number 2, avoiding aparad trap by first knowing what the aparads are, deeply reflecting on them, reviewing them every single day before chanting, and praying to Paramatma, praying to Sri Nam, to Radha Nam and Krishna Nam, and praying to Sri Guru to please help you and protect you and prevent you from ever committing any of these 10 offenses, then quickly one will come to the happy, peaceful, successful platform of chanting Shuddha Nam. This concludes Tech 2, Part 2, and we'll continue with Tech 2 in Part 3.